test 74, section 3, question 10. And here we want to know what question would be most useful in evaluating the argument. It says, in 2005, Mary Schweitzer made headlines when she reported finding preserved soft tissue in bones of T. rex. Analysis of the collagen proteins showed them to be similar to the collagen proteins in modern-day chickens. So the proteins, the collagen is proteins are similar to chickens. Schweitzer's discovery, therefore, adds to the mountain of evidence that dinosaurs are closely related to birds. So basically, it says that her discovery shows dinosaurs are related to birds. So essentially what we have is the collagen proteins are the same as chickens, so dinosaurs are related to birds. And this was one where I said, there's a lot of things that could affect this. You know, was the sample reliable? Are collagen proteins kind of unique to species? Were they similar to other stuff? So I said, let's see what else we get. A, how rare is it to find preserved soft tissue? Well, we don't really care how rare it is, because as long as we have this example, it doesn't matter whether it's rare or not. B, is there any evidence at all against the claim that dinosaurs are closely related? We don't really care about that, because it's just saying this adds to the evidence. It doesn't say whether it's compelling yet. It's just saying this adds to the positive evidence. C, how likely is it for animals that are not closely related to each other to have similar collagen proteins? Maybe, because this would help us say, are collagen proteins a good marker or a good measure of how similar two species are? It is possible that T. rex is more closely related to modern-day chickens than to certain other types of dinosaurs. Problem here is we don't care about other dinosaurs relative to T. rex and chickens. We just want to create a link between dinosaurs and chickens. Before Schweitzer's discovery, did researchers suppose the collagen proteins might be similar? Well, that isn't really that relevant in whether or not they supposed it, because now they're seeing that it's similar. So it doesn't matter whether they had predicted that. And so C is our best answer. The question is, how likely is it that collagen proteins are similar when things are not related? And so therefore, it's our best answer.